6,537. That was the population in the town of Buckeye in the 2000 census. Now, the once small farming community is bustling with construction and could soon become the largest municipality in the West Valley. Businesses in Buckeye have been anticipating that growth, but so far it hasn't worked out for all of them. ASU reporter Will Argyros explains.
54,542. That's how many people live in Buckeye today. The town 38 miles west of downtown Phoenix looks nothing like it did over 10 years ago. Now it's pretty cookie cutter.
Driving south on Watson Road, we've got Fry's, there's a Walmart, there's Peter Piper.
In the years after the recession, Buckeye and other West Valley cities have seen rapid growth and development. That's good news for businesses like Sally Beauty and Buckeye's Watson Center. The aisles, they're lined with makeup, hair care products, and nail polishes. But assistant manager Jordan Hamilton has struggled to keep these items on the shelves.
It's been getting a lot busier this year. Started about Christmas time, we've been getting more people shopping here.
A housing report from R.L. Brown shows the West Valley accounted for 42% of all home sales in the Metro Phoenix area in 2013. Buckeye's population grew more than sixfold from 6,500 in the year 2000. That kind of spike is what attracted shops like Sally Beauty and restaurants like Native New Yorker.
There's no natives out here.
Kyle Welsh is the manager of the Native New Yorker here. He says the franchise, known for its buffalo wings, opened out of optimism.
We figured that they'd get in early because we were hoping that Buckeye's going to really take off and grow. So we wanted to have our foot in the door before anybody else got here.
But not everyone's business has been fortunate to see an increase in customers. Palermo's Pizza has been in business in the Watson Center 8 years. Well before the boom. The suites next to the pizzeria, they sit empty, but the Jack in the Box drive-thru is bustling. Vincent Palmy runs Palermo's.
When we first opened, we were the only ones here, but now it expanded and a lot of businesses opened up and actually it went down.
Much of the area still needs to be developed, and construction is almost a constant as new houses and shops start to appear on farmland. The newer stores and restaurants east of the Watson Center, like Native New Yorker, are the most affected by the building.
We had a real slow period here because of the construction where we lost all of our parking.
The construction has been vital for the city, however. Housing reports from ASU's W.P. Carey School show 218 new homes were sold in Buckeye in the first quarter of this year. By 2020, when the next U.S. Census is taken, the population of Buckeye is expected to grow to more than 400,000. For KJZZ, I'm Will Argyros.
Will's story is part of a collaboration between the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University and KJZZ.